welcome to Around the House for your legislative update with the Indiana House Republican Caucus. The number of drug overdoses in Indiana is increasing at a more rapid rate than the national average. That's according to a report from the National Center for Health Statistics. The report says from May 2016 to May 2017, Indiana saw a 28.6% rise in deaths, while the national rate increased by about 17%. State Representative Denny Zent of Angola is a member of the House Committee on Public Health who sponsored a new law modernizing and strengthening INSPECT, Indiana's Prescription Drug Monitoring Program.
By the year 2021, all Indiana physicians and pharmacists will have to check a patient's INSPECT record before prescribing or dispensing opioids. Not only will this help eliminate doctor shopping for multiple and spontaneous prescriptions, but it could also flag potential dangerous drug interactions.
Zent also sponsored a new law requiring county coroners to investigate suspected overdose deaths in order to gather data about illicit drug use. He says statistics reported to the State Department of Health will help officials to better respond to trends and offer solutions.
Under this law, county coroners must investigate suspected overdose deaths by gathering information from the state's prescription monitoring program and conducting blood tests. Their specific cause of death findings must then be forwarded to the state health department to inform statewide efforts against drug abuse.
State Representative Tony Cook of Cicero sponsored a new law expanding the number of people eligible to administer life-saving intervention drugs to help those experiencing a drug overdose.
Senate Enrollment Act 13 simply and practically authorizes more people to administer intervention drugs to individuals suffering from a drug overdose. The new measure empowers community correction and probation officers to be trained to use these life-saving treatments, similar to police and firefighters who currently are trained concerning this intervention. As a state, we can potentially save more lives if we expand the pool of people trained and prepared to intervene.
For more information on these laws addressing illegal drug use, visit iga.in.gov. This has been Around the House with your legislative update from the Indiana House Republican Caucus.